You can still amend that plan. Last week alone, or last month, there were 11 state ESSA plans that were approved. Arkansas, Maryland, Missouri, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, South Dakota, Washington, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. Now, Arkansas, Wisconsin, Wyoming, they're some of the ones that are using the ACT. Some of the states up north, like Colorado, Connecticut, Maine, New Hampshire, and West Virginia, are using the SAT. You know, either one of those are fine. I have talked to people from ACT and SAT, and they are willing to work with us in Mississippi to get our standards to line up with any one of these programs so that this will prepare our kids. We're putting our kids at a disadvantage when they're not taking the, and we're not preparing them to take the ACT, because that's the only thing that's going to give them a scholarship to get into school. We're in budget straits here in Mississippi. We're having to go up on college tuition because of the budget. Why not prepare our kids so they can get a scholarship to help offset some of that stuff there? That's the questions that I'm asking. One out of 13 states, we're one out of 13 that are still giving some kind of exit exam or end of course assessment or whatever the superintendent of education wants to call it this week. We deserve answers.